Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Thank you so much. I just love my audience. Thank you for the beautiful welcoming. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle Hollywood Edition. I'm so excited. It is Friday, June 3rd, 2011, 3:01 Pacific Time, and I have a really, really good show for you today. I am really ecstatic about this guest. Before we get to the guest, I just want to mention that I feel really good about the month of June. I don't know about you, but just something great about June. Everything is going so well, and I know this one is going down in the history books. So stay tuned. Check me out on my blog, MotownMaurice.com, and just follow me on my adventures. That's enough about me. I can talk about me forever, but I want to dedicate this moment to a very special person who has inspired me in so many ways, directly and indirectly. Way before I was in Hollywood, this person gave me the opportunity to take pictures at her wedding. And her husband has been such a great tool to me because when I was starting my own business, you know, he was always there to throw me advice. And when I started to think about California and Hollywood, he would tell me about the experiences. And he was one of the two phone calls that I made right upon my decision-making to come here. And when I arrived here in Los Angeles, this person was one of the very few people that called and reached out to me and said, I should do this, I should connect with this website, and I should do this to make things happen. So everything comes around full circle. And not only that, she is a rattler. Yes, indeed, our guest today is a rattler. And you know I always have the best interviews with rattlers. It's the blood. It's in our genes. It's in our genes. So I want you to brace yourself and welcome my guest for today. She is not just a rapper. She is not just an actress, and she is not just a producer. She is the defined definition of a hustler and a shuffler. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for our storyteller for today. And she's going to explain to you why she's a storyteller, not just an actress or a producer. She's a storyteller. Please give it up for Tanae Carter Miller. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed.
How are you?
I am doing good. Sorry about the delay there. How are you doing, Tanae?
I'm doing wonderfully well, wonderfully well. Thank you so much for that beautiful intro. I'm so humbled. Thank you.
It came straight from the heart. I mean, it's amazing how things come around full circle, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, man, there's so much to talk about today, and we even have a special surprise waiting on the other line. You know, so much to talk about at one time. But you describe yourself as a storyteller, and that is so unique to me because even me myself, I never just describe myself as an actor or just a host. I would say that I'm an opportunist before anything else, or if anything, I would embody everything that I am as an entertainer. I would never just use a term that limits myself. But you describe yourself as a storyteller. That's so interesting to me.
Yes.
Explain.
Absolutely. I think the term, or actually the belief of storyteller, you're taking people's experiences, including your own, and you're sharing them and showing them to the world, if you will. And in that, hopefully people won't feel alone. They feel like they could speak to someone, and hopefully there's a healing in that, and being the reflection to the world, they can look at themselves and kind of see what's going on with their lives and what they can improve, or maybe not improve, but at least they see it. And I think storytelling really encompasses that, because from storytelling you can use different vehicles, acting, writing, producing, you know. And so storytelling becomes that umbrella, that vehicle for life, if you will.
Yes, yes, yes. And you are definitely engaging in all of the aspects of just ultimate creativity right now. And we're going to get into that in a second. No, no, without a doubt. I'm just noticing it, and I'm feeling the energy, and I'm trying to grab as much energy as I can, because you're just encompassing all of that, and I need it. You know, we need it. We need to share it. We need to exchange it. But
absolutely.
You are really big on theater. You know what? I have a respect for theater right now. There was a point in time somebody would have mentioned theater. I'm like, theater? I'm not wearing no tights. I'm not doing Shakespeare.
Don't
call me like that. So that was before. But I had the opportunity to be a part of a theater play earlier this year, and it was a blessing. It really was.
Yes.
And I don't think enough people take advantage of everything that theater has to offer, but you have a great resume in theater. What got you into theater? And just talk about that a little bit, please.
Well, what got me into theater, honestly, I was very young. I was 10 years old, and I saw the production of Cats. My mom took me when I was a little girl in Miami, Florida, and I just fell in love with these people who are on stage who were able to use their imaginations and become animals, if you will. They became these different people. So when I went to Florida A&M University, yes, Rattler in the house.
Yes, yes.
I met with Dr. Matthews, Luther Wells, Keith Tucker, Dr. Davis, Gregory Horton at the time, Mr. Dinwiddie, so many people Miss Harding, who just influenced me to really look within and express that on the stage. And I found it to be such a great release, because you have that one-on-one contact with the audience. So that's where my foundation began. And the more and more I honed my craft and went to the Kennedy Center and then Shakespeare and Company, it just, that love of the audience, that actor-audience relationship just grew in me. And I felt like I'm taking people on the journey of the character. Like, come with me on this exploration. And the audience is right with me. They're all, yeah, let's do it. Or, oh, my gosh, you know, it's so much fun, you know, because we're all in this world together. And then it's the end of the show, and you take your bow, and people are appreciative of the journey that you just gave them, you know. So that's how I got involved with theater.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I love about some of the people that I've interacted that are really involved in theater out here in Hollywood? You know, some of them really couldn't care less to be in a feature film. They just have this great passion for theater, and that's what they want to do, and they do it. And they don't get caught up in all the hype and things like that.
They really don't, because it's really about the experience. It's really about, at least for me, the character, the story, going back to storytelling, the story that you're telling. You really become this person. The stage is the format, but you're in somebody's world, and you're telling their story. You're telling their pain, their sorrow, their happiness, their joy, and you're sharing it with other people who most likely have been through the same thing, if not something similar, just in a different shape and form. You know, for example, when I was doing Gem of the Ocean at the Fountain Theater, that whole play is about transformation. And I tell you, every night that audience was transformed just by the journey of those characters. And it really didn't feel like you were, quote unquote, playing characters. We became these people in the time of 1904. And then by the end of the show, the audience was transformed, and so were we. So it was a very, very powerful piece written by August Wilson and directed by Ben Bradley.
I've heard stories of people playing characters so well in theaters that the audience, and let's just say they played a character of someone who was like a nemesis or a villain, they would play so well that the audience, they had to protect the actor from the audience because they would try to attack them or so.
Oh yeah. People get so involved that they want to either go after the villain, if you will. And it's like, no. That he's just an actor, but that lets us know, hey, the actor did his job.
Well, that ain't ever happened to you, now, did it?
No. But thank goodness, nobody chasing me afterwards. Nobody coming after me. Thank goodness.
Now you just mentioned Gem of the Ocean. Now isn't that a theater play that you received an award from the NAACP?
I did.
Wow!
I did.
Congratulations to you. Talk about that.
Thank you. It came as a complete shock, and yes, I literally walked in as they called my name. That is very quote unquote Hollywood, but that's what happened. It really was. I sat down. They said, "Tanae Carter Miller." Okay. and I went up, and it was just an honor. It was such an honor to be noticed by my colleagues. And the announcer at the time actually pronounced my name incorrectly. And, you know, definitely, I just didn't have my name said. But what was even more great was all the people who were correcting him. I didn't even say anything. And they was like, wow, all of this love for that story, for the journey, for the people willing to come with me on that journey. And so receiving that, it was a fantasy. It's just wonderful. I met so many great people. And for me, it was like the platform. It was the beginning for more. It was a beginning of expansion, if you will. I didn't feel like it was just the end. Okay, I can sit down and rest my laurels. I felt like I have to do more. I have to do more. Because now I have this responsibility, I have to give more. I have to tell more stories, if you will. I have to get out there. And It was wonderful.
And just looking at your bio, I'm only assuming that you probably have a second home for your awards. No, seriously speaking, because, I mean, we can talk for a few hours just on the awards that you've received. You got another home, a condo, a penthouse, something just to keep the awards. Right?
Well, it's in the progress of being built, if you will.
Okay. Well, I see why. I completely see why. Now, real quick, so much to talk about. Did you have your eyes set on Hollywood before theater? I mean, is it something that you always had a desire to do, or is it theater that drove
you
to Hollywood, or what drove you?
Theater has always been my desire, and my whole impetus for coming to Hollywood was to truly pay for my theater career. It really was. I figured I'd do film, and then I can pay for my theater career. I'd go back to New York and do theater. But I think what happened is when I came out to L.A. and watching Irwin, watching my husband and everything, when I came out here, it was like, wow, film is even more expansive. It's still storytelling, just in a different way, you know, just a different medium, and it reaches even more people. So I fell in love with that aspect. I was like, wow, we can do this. And then seeing the way that CGI is being incorporated in digital and it being a little bit more accessible as far as the producing of it, I just fell in love with it. So now I'm embarking on a career in film behind and in front of the camera and continuing my storytelling path through that.
Nice. Yeah, let's talk about you, man, in behind the camera for a little bit. You got two documentaries coming out,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Please expand on that.
Well, one of the documentary focuses on the African-American identity. Mm-hmm. And in that, we're interviewing various people in the community. And actually, as we get closer to that, you'll hear more about it. In Motown, I'll probably give you a call and be like, hey, come check it out. Because definitely that's a very, very important documentary and a story to tell. The other one deals with the arts. And it's going to be part of the Save the Arts fundraiser, what's happening on June 11th at the Coconut Grove Theater. This documentary focuses on the theater teacher and theater aspect that is being taught in elementary schools. Because as we know, with budget cuts, there were so many slashes, and especially to the arts and especially to teachers. So it truly is about, the title of it is Yes, We Can Save the Arts. And it's really truly about that, saving the arts and seeing how the arts really help children, you know, help children to express themselves, become, have form a self-identity. It also helps with test scores. Right now, test scores are the big thing in elementary schools. And what I'm finding just in my own experiences with speaking to vice principals is that when children are exposed to the arts, they're more willing to do more. They're actually more willing to even come to school and study more because they don't want to miss that arts class.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as an end result, they do great on tests. So
I mean, doesn't the school board, do they not realize how beneficial the arts are? And why does the cutting of the arts have to be the first to go? Or why even get cut off? They not realize it?
We know it's a fight every year, and even though many of the members have their intentions in the right place to save the arts, it comes down to the bottom line. And unfortunately, I think as a country as a whole, we focus more on science and math, and that's not bad. But even within science and math, there's art. You know, art is seen as this extracurricular thing when it's not. It's actually part of the core curriculum. And I know the arts education branch has fought very hard to make arts part of the core curriculum and continue to fight hard to make it that. So, yes, unfortunately, on a national scale, it's seen as extracurricular. But thank goodness, goodness for the people who work at the arts education branch and LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District, who recognize and see arts as valuable, which goes back to the fundraiser on June 11th at the Coconut Grove Theater, which is actually at the Robert F. Kennedy Community Schools. And it begins at 6 p.m., so definitely.
Well, I love how you come in art blazing. You come in blazing with your artistic storytelling powers just to get the art back, and that's a wonderful thing. Now, I know you're the storyteller, obviously, of these documentaries, but from a logistical standpoint, are you the director? Is this your brainchild? How would you put yourself into this?
I am producing these documentaries. One, I'm just only the producer. The other one, I was the producer and the director. So that's how I put myself into those. And it's been a great experience. It's been a great experience to take these journeys to, again, tell these stories of through these documentaries. Yeah.
Okay, film festivals, possibly? You know, submitting it too?
Possibly for the ones focusing on African American identity. We definitely, once we release it, are definitely going to enter it into various film festivals, as well as the one for Save the Arts programming. So yes, is on the horizon.
Okay, cool. So now that we've talked about you behind the scenes, let's talk about you in front of the scenes. You got two more shorts coming out where you'll be featuring. Goodness, great. Where do you have time to eat?
I eat on set.
Exactly. Because you wouldn't have time to eat anywhere else. Oh, man.
Right.
A better place. What's that about?
That one actually deals with young children, and they come from broken homes. And so the children actually take lead in this film, and they find a home where they can disappear, if you will. They go to a different world. So I'm one of the parents in which my child is gone. The parents don't know where these children have gone, but the children know where they have gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it causes an uproar and a ruckus, and I'm out looking for my child, and of course I'm upset with the community and the police, and I can't find her. And that's a better place. So it focuses on children and, you know, children creating these worlds when they're in dire straits in their household. It's a very moving piece. And
nice.
the other one is The Ultimate Wingman. That one's talking about relationships, and that one's also comedy as well.
I had a feeling there to be with relationships. Now, that sounds funny, The Ultimate Wingman. What's your role in that? Are you allowed to?
Oh, man. And that one, it's written by Jorge Sanchez, and I'm a hater in that one. I am a hater. I am the best friend who wants to leave. But The Ultimate Wingman comes in and swoops me off my feet, if you will. So, yeah, that's
Nice. You are at such a great space right now in your career. Oh. I can feel it. You got projects going. You're hot. You know, and that's really what it's all about that I'm noticing. Once you find that space that you're in and you're just having fun with everything, then there's really no stopping you.
Absolutely. But, absolutely.
Oh, man. Talking about space, I have someone that's going to, you know, join us in our space right now. Look at this. You are hot, Janae. You know, first of all, before I got on the line, right, I'm noticing there's two people on the switchboard on hold. And I'm like, well, this is unusual. And then I pressed the first button. It wasn't you. It's the surprise that I'm about to introduce, right? So we talked and I'm really excited about introducing your surprise. And I looked at the switchboard again. There's another person on the line. I hope we have time. I don't even know who that is, but they called in to talk to you. Goodness.
Wow.
I know they're calling to talk to me because I've done this before. So I hope we can have time to get into that third caller. I know you're listening. Please be patient. But what I would like to do right now is introduce Miss Mom Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, show us some love.
Hey, Mom. Hi. Thank you so much for introducing me to Blog Talk Radio. How are you selected? You are doing such great things.
What a surprise. Hey.
And I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio on air.
Looking for something new.
The one thing I have to say about my head is she has been in my corner since FAMU.
Please, tonight, for those who are just tuning in, who is Miss Mom Miller, please?
Mom Miller is Erwin Miller's mom.
And Erwin Miller is
my husband.
All right.
And she has supported us throughout, never-ending support. So I am always grateful to Mom Miller. She flew out when she and Vicky, who's my sister, or sister-in-law, is Erwin's sister, flew out to see me receive the award. So I am eternally grateful, always, and I love her dearly.
Wow.
Love her dearly.
Hey, if I don't mind interjecting, can I borrow Mom Miller sometimes? I can use that type of support. I'm serious.
We also flew out to Massachusetts to see her in the Shakespeare and Company for 3 days.
It was such a journey.
Just being out there with her. She is an entertainer and not just a Shakespearean actress. And I just wanted to just comment about that. And then you, Motown Maurice.
Yes,
I'm happy to meet you. I mean, actually see you.
Well, I can imagine great things
for you as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Hopefully I can get you in my corner and those great things can, you know, flourish even quicker.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm hoping. And that, how was Tanae selected? Just out of this.
Oh, Tanae, you know, everything comes around full circle. I knew her husband way back in college, and I've stayed in contact with him over the years. I was able to take some pictures at Tanae's wedding. You know, we've conversed over the years, and as soon as I arrived in Los Angeles, which was just this past September, she's been there, she's connected, gave me some advice, and, you know, helped me stay on my grounds, and, you know, keeping the whole family Rattler full circle, hustle and shuffle thing going. So Tanae is great. She is absolutely great.
All right. I am just so proud of you, and you know how proud I am of her. So keep doing what you're doing. I will be continuing and be in your corner. Just love you. Thank you, Maurice, for having her on your Blog Talk Radio.
thank you for tuning in. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you
later. Have a good afternoon for you two, but it's almost evening for us.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Over in Chicago.
24.
All right, you take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, isn't that awesome?
Oh, that is awesome.
That is awesome. Thank you. we have another person on the line. I have no clue who this is. All right, I'm sure it's not some heckler or anybody calling in. I'm sure it's one of your fans because they don't call in for me. Ain't nobody calling in for me. You on the line, and you're the one attracting all of these wonderful people. So we're going to take the chance, and we're going to bring them on the line, and we're going to find out who it is. Keep in mind, I have no clue, but we're going to find out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line is
Ebony.
Who's speaking, please?
Greetings. I am enjoying this interview. I'm a big, big fan of Tenae Carter.
Isn't everybody?
I mean, she's such a phenomenal actress. I've seen her. I've been to two of her plays. I wish I could be out more. I mean, this woman comes across on the stage, and you forget that you know her personally. You think that she is the person that she is acting out. And, she's phenomenal. And I just had to call in. I was listening, and I'm at work. I'm not really supposed to be on the phone. But I could not help but call and just say I wish you all the best. This woman is phenomenal. She's wonderful in the community, and she's such a good actor and activist. I just wish you the best, Tanae.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and I just hope you guys have a good one, but I need to go now. I've been holding this whole time because I really wanted to get across, but I'm going to get in trouble. They're looking for me.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. I'm sure we'll be in touch, and Tanae will continue to do the great things that she's doing.
I'm waiting to vote for her. I need her to get up there so I can start voting for her more awards. She deserves them. You're welcome.
Right.
Blessings to you both. Good day.
Thank you. All right. Well,
Tanae,
you're gonna have to start sharing. You got so many fans. I got zero. No. Seriously speaking,
gonna
have to start sharing.
Absolutely. You know, you're my brother.
Now, who is Miss Ebony now?
Oh, Ebony is my sister in spirit. And as she said, she has come and supported me in plays as well as many, many other people. And she herself is an activist and just a powerful sister. And I just love her, definitely. And I'm so honored that she called in. Yeah, that's Ebony.
Oh, man, that is so amazing. It's so much great. I said it at the beginning of the conversation. Is it me or the month of June is something special?
The month of June is absolutely special. It is definitely very special.
I'm feeling so much greatness coming out of this month. Great things happening for me. This interview, topping it off. I'm just so excited. Look, we don't have much time left on this show. We have less than 2 minutes, and this has been a great interview on top of all my other interviews, without a doubt. I want to use these last few seconds for you to just promote your website, what you're doing, where they can find you.
Absolutely. So my website is www.TanaeCarterMiller.com. You see some latest pictures and also pictures from past productions, as well as my bio and contact information. Also, the documentary, Yes, We Can Save the Arts, you can find out more information about that fundraising event at www.SaveTheArts.net. And also for the documentary I'm working on, you can actually go to Africa or African versus African American. We have a Facebook page, and we're asking people to donate to the dialogue, begin the dialogue about African American identity as well as African identity. On the Facebook page, it talks about, has the information about me and my co-producer, Perez Owino, and basically our goal. And, yeah, definitely check us out.
Tanae Carter Miller, thank you very, very much. This has been great. This has been wonderful.
Thank you, Motel Maurice.
Oh, thank you. No. Sincerely, thank you. I'm just fired up. I can book an audition now because of this. I can go booking all this.
I'm pulling for you, and you'll get it. You'll definitely get it.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll talk to you later, all right?
I'll be speaking with you soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Peace.
You have been listening to the Motown Maurice Hustlin' Shuffle. Thank you so much. Until next time, MotownMaurice.com.